Mitt Romney made that stop in Las Vegas on his way to California. He'll join Rick Perry and other Republican presidential hopefuls for a debate tonight at the Ronald Reagan Library. A topic likely to come up is science. Rick Perry has told his supporters he doubts the evidence suggesting that human actions have led to global climate change. Candidate Michelle Bachmann, for her part, started her political career fighting for creationism to be taught in schools alongside evolution. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has more on some of the Republican candidates' views on science.
Two unusual things happened on the East Coast a couple of weeks ago. First, there was an earthquake that rumbled from Virginia to New York. Then Hurricane Irene drove past the usually stormier states in the South to hit the eastern seaboard, including Washington, Maryland, New York, and Vermont. At that time, Michelle Bachmann said at a campaign rally that perhaps God was sending signals to politicians in Washington.
You think by now they get the message? An earthquake, a hurricane. Are you listening?
When asked about that by reporters, Bachmann said clearly she was joking. But she's made similar comments before. In April of 2009, she talked to a conservative news website about the recent outbreak of swine flu.
I find it interesting that it was back in the 1970s that the swine flu broke out then under another Democrat president, Jimmy Carter. And I'm not blaming this on President Obama. I just think it's an interesting coincidence.
The outbreak she's talking about actually began in 1976 under President Ford. But the message is clear. Bachmann believes something other than physical and biological processes drives events on planet Earth. Rick Perry does, too. At a campaign stop last month, a child asked him what he thinks about evolution. He told the boy, "It's a theory out there that has some gaps in it." At a voter breakfast in New Hampshire, Rick Perry was asked about the overwhelming scientific evidence that shows human actions are a substantial cause of global warming. He said, yes, the climate is changing. It's been changing since the Earth began. And then Perry asserted,
scientists who are coming forward and questioning the original idea that man-made global warming is what is causing the climate to change.
As for how Perry would fund environmental actions if he were president.
And I don't think, from my perspective, that I want America to be engaged in spending that much money on still a scientific theory that has not been proven. And from my perspective, is more and more being put into question.
Now, these comments from Perry and Bachmann do not describe the beliefs of the Republican Party as a whole. There are many in the GOP who strongly support scientific research and evidence-based policymaking. In fact, another candidate for the nomination, former Utah Governor John Huntsman, sent this tweet after Perry's remarks on global warming. Quote, "To be clear, I believe in evolution and trust scientists on global warming. Call me crazy." But the comments do show which wing of the GOP is driving the primary process right now, the social conservative, religious Republicans. Rich Galen is a GOP analyst not working with any campaign. He says Bachmann's and Perry's comments could give them a boost, at least for a while.
It will help them in the early stages up to, I think, the point where people actually begin to vote.
Galen predicts that Republican primary voters will decide these candidates are too far to the right to beat President Obama in the general election. Princeton professor Julian Zelizer agrees that challenging science has a certain appeal for some conservatives, but he says it won't play so well among independents and fiscal conservatives.
The Republican Party was once the party of business and private markets, and now they could become the party of anti-science.
That could be catastrophic for the party, says Zelizer, because in order to be relevant, a political party eventually has to attract many more voters than just its base. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.